From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, July the 31st through Sunday, August the 2nd. Rick Carlin is reporting in Capital Confidential that the rates for health insurers statewide next year will likely rise anywhere from 2 to 16% depending on the plan. Based on the information released by the State Department of Financial Services on Friday, July the 31st. The approved increases were below the amounts initially requested by insurers. Anthony J. Albanese, Acting Superintendent of Financial Services, said, and I quote, "We closely analyzed each insurer's request and cut rates that were excessive or unreasonable. The influx of new customers into the health insurance market in recent years means that rates for individuals will continue to be nearly 50% lower than before the creation of New York's Health Exchange," end quote. A full list of individual market rate actions can be found at www.dfs.ny.gov. John Mason is reporting in the Register-Star that a federal lawsuit has been filed against Columbia County Undersheriff John Davey and four Hudson police officers by two Greenport men. The two men, both 19 years old at the time of the incident, alleged they were beaten by Davey when they were detained by the police. The civil action was filed July the 29th by Brooklyn attorney Leon Glickman on behalf of Thomas Ulrich and Nicholas Barto in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of New York. The plaintiffs charged that not only was Davey guilty of assault and battery, but that he also used his position to avoid arrest and to gain the assistance of the Hudson police officers. In addition to Davey, Hudson Police Lieutenant James Delaney, Sergeant Dean Rowe, Officers Kevin Sweet and Nicholas Pirro were also named as defendants. It is alleged that after being approached by the four Hudson police officers in September of 2014, the plaintiffs were ordered out of their car and subjected to a search. Although the officers found nothing illegal, the men were detained against their will. Learning that Davey's son, Zachary, was one of the young men in the car, the city police called the undersheriff to the scene. The plaintiffs alleged that Davey smelled of alcohol when he arrived and that Pirro, Sweet, and Delaney taunted and threatened them. All five defendants are charged with false arrest and imprisonment and with the use of excessive force. Audrey Mattot reported in the Daily Mail that Cairo Town residents, business owners, and officials filled Town Hall on Thursday, July the 30th to voice their support and concerns regarding the proposed town zoning law. The opinions expressed were a mix of those who supported the proposed zoning law and those who felt the pending law was too much, too soon, and too restrictive, both for existing and potential new businesses. Galen Joseph Hunter reported for WGXC that many small business owners opposed a part of the proposal that limits building expansion to 25% for pre-existing businesses of types not permitted based on the proposed zoning map, which outlines where specific types of activities may take place. Documentation distributed at the meeting is available at the Town Hall of Cairo website, townofcairo.com. To listen to the full public hearing, go to wayfarm.org/archive and search for Town of Cairo Proposed Zoning Law Public Hearing. Finally, John Mason reported in the Register-Star that the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation has determined that Hudson's North Bay Shacks, sometimes known as the Pagari Boat Club, are eligible for inclusion in the National Register of Places of Historic Significance. This comes at a time when the city of Hudson has been moving towards tearing most or all of the structures down. The report found the shacks are significant in the areas of maritime history, social history, and architecture. While the 17 cabins most recently had recreational purposes, they evolved from buildings that were in place more than a century ago when the property was a river edge fish market, according to the report. Tim O'Connor of the South Bay Task Force said he was not sure what it meant for the shanties to be eligible, but he said he was happy. He said, and I quote, "I would say thank goodness there's a state agency that's above politics and took a fair look at this and recognized something of value," end quote. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for today, Monday, August the 3rd. The Storm Prediction Center continues to highlight a slight chance for severe thunderstorms Monday afternoon and evening ahead of a cold front. Some of the thunderstorms may produce damaging winds of 58 miles or greater and or large hail an inch in diameter or larger. Frequent cloud or ground lightning strikes will accompany these storms and also be capable of producing locally heavy downpours, which may cause ponding of water on roadways and poor drainage flooding in some low-lying areas. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 3 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 89 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. For Monday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 2 a.m., then a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 66. The chance of precipitation for Monday night is 60%. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Tuesday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 85 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 59. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. And on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 57. Sunrise today was at 5:51 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:12 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 21 minutes. 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 3rd day of August, 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.